The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered the Jews, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing what your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Who is your father? The entire conversation here between Jesus and the Jews boils down to this one question. Who is your father? All of them claim to be descended from Father Abraham. You might know the old Sunday school song, "Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham." And it's true, at least genetically. Jesus and the Jews to whom he's talking are descended from Abraham according to the flesh. They are children of Israel. All of them can trace their family lines back to the 12 tribes through the sons of Jacob, and so to Isaac, and then to Abraham. But in a different sense, they're not all children of Abraham, because they're not all children of Abraham, spiritually speaking. True sons of Abraham are those who do what Abraham did, like father, like son, we say. So if they're not doing what Abraham did, then they're not really part of his family. They're not really Abraham's sons. And what did Abraham do? He believed the truth that came from God. When God said that through him all nations on the earth would be blessed, he believed it. When God promised that a son would be born to him, even in his old age, he believed it. When God told him that his son had to be sacrificed, he believed that God was even able to raise that son from the dead. So who can claim Abraham as their father? Those who believe in the promised blessing through the son descended from Abraham, who would be sacrificed and raised from the dead. In other words, the sons of Abraham, the children of Abraham, are those who are looking ahead to the promise of Jesus, or those who are looking back to Jesus who came. It all hangs on him. Isaac was the son immediately promised to Abraham, but Jesus is the son ultimately promised to Abraham, through whom all nations of the earth would be blessed. Isaac was taken up the mountain, but he was not sacrificed. Jesus went up the mountain, and he was crucified. Isaac was given back to Abraham alive. Jesus went into the grave, and on the third day rose again. It all hangs on Jesus. The children of Abraham, like Abraham their father, are the ones who live by faith in Jesus. And that faith is counted to us as righteousness. Who is your father? Jesus traces the line back further than Abraham. In fact, these Jews to whom he's talking, although they are genetically descended from Abraham, Jesus says they have a different father. He says, "You to them, you are of your father, the devil, who was a liar and a murderer from the beginning." It makes me think of Adam and Eve in the garden. From whom are they descended? Well, they are children of God by virtue of being created in his image. But when they believe the lies of the devil, then they become children of their father, the devil. Jesus is warning these Jews that they are believing a lie, especially in what they are believing about him. And so they are in the line not of Abraham and of God, but rather that they are in the line then of the devil, the one who is the murderer and the liar from the beginning. But Jesus is descended from a different line. He is not descended from a line that goes back to the liar and murderer, but Jesus is the one who comes from God himself. We heard last Sunday that beautiful passage from John chapter 3. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. He is the true Son of God the Father. Jesus tells them this. He is not descended of sexual immorality, but he is the one who was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. God is his Father in a way that no one else can claim. Jesus says that he came from God, and he comes not of his own accord, but because God the Father sent him with a mission. The mission to pull out of the kingdom and family of the devil and into God the Father's family and kingdom many sons for him. Jesus is the one who is the true Son of God the Father, and he has come to make us sons and daughters of the Father as well. He has come to bring us into a family that is not the family of the liar and murderer, but rather the family of the one who is life and salvation and truth. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is through Jesus that we can truly say we are sons, not only of Abraham, but that we are sons and daughters of God. For we have been joined to his family through Jesus, the true Son, the one who was sacrificed and who was raised from the dead, that we may belong to his family. Jesus is your brother. God is your father. And in the church, you have a true family. As we continue our march through Lent, may we be encouraged and strengthened, knowing who we are and knowing who our Father is. For our Father is God, and Jesus is our brother. In his name, amen.